This is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be June 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listing for any stations that might be portable, battery-powered, or mobile who would like to check in with us. Please come out. All right, I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join our net this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking in through the EchoLink system from Oneonta, New York, and it looks like I'm the only one in the queue here, Kathy.
Very good, Kevin. Well, so you're in Oneonta. So how are things there? Is it getting kind of steamy, and is it dry, too?
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy, and everyone on the net, KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, New York. Believe it or not, if you go and look on a radar summary for the southern tier, you will see this just lone micro-sized, kind of like a little intense rain thing. I don't know what to call it at this point, but for no technical terms. And it was hitting nowhere else, just us. Here in the central southern tier, came out of the, probably about maybe 10, 20 miles east of Oneonta, or east, west of Oneonta, moving east. And then it's kind of been hovering over in the southern part of Otsego County, northern part of Delaware County, and I guess now it's kind of fizzling out. But for a little while there, it was quite impressive. We got about, just between about a tenth and two-tenths of an inch of rain out of the thing. And like I said, it's only wet here. If you literally go 5 miles, maybe 10 miles north, 5-10 miles south, it is perfectly dry. But here we actually got wet. So we got 68 degrees on the outside right here at my upper Midtown pad. And I'm hanging out with Brutus the Wonder Mutt. He's going to try to talk on the radio here. Yeah, he's trying to say something. Say hi, Brutus. All right, that's bad. He's not talking like a bad boy. So that's Brutus the Wonder Mutt with me here tonight and hanging out. All right, this is KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, I have to step up to the challenge to get one of our cats to check in. And Brutus sounds like a force to be reckoned with. Good. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. It was good to have you in. All right, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
M2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U.
Net recognizes George and Jen. Any other stations who would like to join? Okay, George, you're up to bat. We've got 60 degrees here, so throw us your weather report.
Well, as usual, I'm not too far from your temperature, 62 right now. Temperature range today was 60 to 78. And we had sun a good part of the day. A lot more humidity than we had the day before, but still a decent summer day. And as I think you know, after that complaint to Ken Blankenbush's office, assemblyman up here, the next morning I got a knock at the door, special delivery, got the Frontier modem, and been back on the computer ever since, trying to do all the things there with Windows 10 just to make sure everything with Nero and all of that is working properly, which determined today if they're buying some CDs and DVDs to see what it would do, importing, exporting, etc. Everything seems to be working fine, thank God. Well, after all, then I didn't have to go to Time Warner and have them do an environmental impact like I said the night when you and everybody was going on the floor laughing their heads off to get an environmental impact statement because a ductile platypus or some microscopic rare insect might have a breeding ground here and all. I mean, and there's two high tension lines two lines out to the pole across the street from me that have been here for the last 25 years. I mean, I think 5 years before that. So really nice. I mean, that's the government for you. What can I say? Well, I didn't have to end up doing that. I would have like to in one way, because like you said, it's like a rowboat compared to a speedboat, with Frontier as the rowboat and Time Warner as the speedboat. But like I say, I got the thing there, it's on there and working. I don't have to worry about all this other charges first and everything else, and impact crap and all that. So I'm giving a smile and a couple of fingers raised to them, but I'm not going to say any more than that. I'll let you figure that one out, just what I mean and whatever, but that's exactly how I feel about it. DFM, I'll be clear.
Well, congratulations on solving that problem. Yep, that's what our elected officials are for, you know. I've been there too in the past. And really, that moves mountains, so good for you. Okay, next up, we have WA2U.
Good evening, WA2U. Good evening to you, George and Kevin James, and the multitude of listeners out there. Glad you got everything squared away, George, with the modem. That's great when you plug something in and it actually works. And last night we had a few people who got together and we sat around the fire ring out here and had a good time with the 807s and listened to some music. Kind of a kickoff to summer type activities, even though summer is what, June 21st. And what did we do? The Wednesday we spent quite a bit of time. We got the 4x8 areas, the raised gardens. Between Kathy and I, we bought over 80, I think it was 84 bags of soil, the organic soil, some of which was wet, so it was 40-pound bags, some were more than that. But, and then next thing, yesterday we put up the little houses that go around there. They're about 4x8 and 6 foot high, and then we've got another area we've got to do that's 4x12. So it was all coming together, and things are certainly growing and leaps and bounds, although we certainly need a lot more water. And it sounds like Sunday we're supposed to have a day of rain, so that'll really help things out a lot. So we're busy with the outside moving the dirt around, and then we worked out in the gym this evening. We did the air dyeing, Cassie did the elliptical. We try to do that no matter what, and it's kind of funny. When the weather's really nice, we prefer taking a walk, but when it's really, really warm and humid, it's good to just stay inside and work out in the gym. Still end up building up a sweat, but it's a lot more convenient. So, got some running around to do tomorrow. Saturday.
Okay, John, thank you. Yep, our garden is coming along well. I'm excited. The peas are starting to shoot out tendrils. The spinach is up. The beans are coming up. So it's great. We're having a lot of volunteer potatoes. So we're going to have a lot of potatoes. Okay, this is KC2YXN, Net Control, for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins. All right, a quiet evening this evening. Do we have any comments or queries or any thoughts or any other final things? KC2YXN.
WA2 with info.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, looking at the calendar, I think I've got the correct date on this. Next Saturday, I believe, the 11th. And a couple things that are going on. I guess you can go in two different directions. You may go in one direction and get both shows at the same time, but Cortland's having their ham fest. And that's down in Cortland, of course, and they talk in frequencies 147.180. 147.180 with a plus offset and a PL of 71.9. 71.9 is the PL for that. So that's coming up next Saturday. I believe doors open at 7:30. You could probably go to the Skyline Amateur Radio Club website and get more particulars. They're going to have BE testing and things of that nature. So if you get to the ham fest really early, which is a good thing, and you start heading north, or you start going up to Route 81, don't be surprised you see some interesting aircraft, because June 11th and 12th is also the days for the air show in Syracuse. So that's quite interesting. I remember one time I had a short-lived scanner picnic at the Clay Central Park in September, and without realizing, I had scheduled the picnic, which I did for about, 17, 18 years. It was the same day as the air show. So while we were out there at the picnic, we had some very low-flying aircraft. We had our own private show, and it was all free. But anyways, a couple things to think about. So you can go to the Ham Fest again on Cortland Ham Fest, pick up a scanner. Maybe you'll pick up one that's got all the aircraft frequencies programmed in it, and then you can go up to the air show and you can listen in and or stop on the way back from the air show. So it's been a while. They're going to have the Blue Angels there and a number of other things. It should be very, very interesting. Comment about the Ham Fest. If you go and you recognize equipment, something you might want to get, you're not really sure about the condition, it's always good to have an helm or a buddy along that get a second opinion. You know, the equipment is a ham fest. It always all works. It all works. So until you get it home, so you want to check, and you also want to have manuals available. Try to not walk out. I've done it a couple times out of desperation and figure I could get a manual. You know, it's just this is not an old piece of equipment. And then you find out, yeah, you can get a manual, and they're very costly. So to avoid that. Anyone, KC2GQR and NA2A have recently updated the repeater listings for our local area, and we can either forward a copy, or you can get, I don't have Kit's email, but usually he's on the 24 repeater, 147.240, but it's a lot of the repeaters in our area, in the central New York area, and Pete, NA2A, and KC2GQR spent a lot of time on that list, so in case you're interested, I thought I'd bring that to everyone's attention. Okay, back to that WA2. Everyone have a great weekend.
Okay, John, just an addition about that list. It's a very comprehensive repeater list. It includes the linked repeaters and also private ones. So if you're interested, if you want an email copy, just throw us an email at campfiresmoke, the numeral 2, at yahoo.com. That's campfiresmoke2@yahoo.com. We'd be very glad to send you a PDF for that. All right. One more call up. Are there any other final check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? looking for further check-ins.
KD2FPM with a quick comment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot to share with you guys. I know that you and John will probably be able to pick this up tomorrow, but tomorrow morning probably you'll start hearing some chatter on the Cooperstown repeater or possibly the Cherry Valley repeater because that's our backup. We're going to be at the Glimmerglass State Park. They have a triathon going on tomorrow, and our ham club down here in Oneonta is going to be handling their communications. So if you hear us doing tactical calls, it'll probably be, like I say, 8 o'clock. It'll probably be full kickoff. We'll probably start hitting the airwaves in between 7:30 as we get our assignments, and it'll go until about noon. And then from there, my plan is to sneak up in the Mohawk Valley, so I may be playing around on some of those repeaters up that way. And, Kathy, if you could repeat that email address one more time just to make sure I got it right, and I'll fire you an email off because that would be a very helpful list. 73KD2FM, back to net.
Okay, Kevin, thank you for sharing those events. It's always always interesting because we like to listen in on the events, parades, and those kinds of things, so that's good. Our email address is campfire, just like a campfire you build, and then smoke, the word smoke that's made by a campfire, the numeral 2, at yahoo.com. Did you copy?
Yep, receive campfire smoke with the number 2 at yahoo.com. Thanks so much, Kathy. I'll be firing you guys an email here momentarily. KD2FPM, back to net.
I probably won't get to it till tomorrow, so I'll attend. I promise I'll attend to it tomorrow for you. Good. That'll be fun. Hope we'll get some more emails here. Okay, any other comments or check-ins for the Black River Valley ServiceNet before I close? Please try again. Echo Fox, KB2EM. Bob, great to hear you this evening. Yay! How are you and your goddess wife doing?
Good evening, Kathy. I hope you and John are doing well. Sherry is out walking two of the five dogs. Everything is very good. Put up a new antenna system. Unfortunately, I'm hearing three repeaters. I didn't catch the CWID of the third one, but this one, Rochester, and one other. Sounding like a one, a W1. So I may have to take down that high Omni and put up a vertical. Hope your kids are doing okay, Kathy. Over.
We're having a blast putting in the garden. I hope you're putting in the garden too, and everything's coming up. And had a nice evening last night hanging out with friends by the campfire. Everything is... glad your four-footeds are doing well, Bob.
Okay, the other repeaters just dropped out, and I kind of got you through the noise asking about my four-legged children. Loki, Sammy, Harley, Patches, and Sarah are all doing just fine. Thanks, Kathy. Back to that.
Okay, Bob, we'll say hi to Sherry for us, and hope to see you soon and talk to you soon. That's great. All right, any further check-ins before I close? This is KC2YXN. All right, before I close on that, I have a evening, and I came across a website with very, very humorous, what am I trying to say, definitions of words. So here we go. The word transcendental, which is an adjective, which means anything above the teeth. Stalemate, which is a noun, It's a leading cause of divorce. Compromise, a noun. It's the art of slicing a cake in such a way that everybody believes they've received the biggest piece. Last but not least, this is one of my favorites, conference room. A noun, a place where everyone talks, no one listens, and later everyone disagrees about what was said. I will now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet, but before I do that, I would like to thank all who checked in this evening. Kevin, George, John, and Bob, and all you scanner listeners out there, and all the listeners as well. Hope everybody has a great evening, and enjoy your weekend. Whatever it is you do, hopefully we'll get some rain here for our June flowers and our June peas. This is KC2YXN 73 clear.
Peter News. This is KD2DXF. Matthew for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call up tonight on the Bonneville 655 machine. I'm looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic, and of course all stations are welcome. The station can help us.
KC2NV, good evening, no traffic.
KC2NVU, good evening, Jeff. This is Acton. Nothing further heard. KD2DXF will be clear and back to control frequency. Thank you for the Bonneville Amateur Radio Club for the use of repeater tonight. KD2DXF clear.